Welcome to my audio piece, which will be looking at the recent Ofsted report and how disruptive children are affecting pupils' learning for up to an hour a day. Coming up, interviews with a child behaviour expert and a local headteacher. Also, the views from primary school parents. A recent study carried out by Ofsted believed children lose up to an hour of education a day due to disruptive behaviour. Ofsted reports stated behaviour, which was rated good or better in primary schools, have gone down to 83%, down 6% from 2013 and 14. What do disruptive children need to stop troublesome behaviour? Clear rules, assertive teachers or consistency? Speaking to child behaviour specialist Kelsey Clark Davis, I was able to find out what strategies are being used to overcome these behavioural challenges.
So my role now, I'm deputy head here now at William Bellamy, but I lead on social inclusion and behaviour in school. Rather than just looking at behaviour as poor behaviour, we really try and get underneath it and understand it and meet the child's needs so they don't need to act in a certain way. But there's something that's gone wrong along the way. And we talk about children having attachment difficulties in schools. So sometimes it's children that, for whatever reason, in their first few years of their life, they've had some kind of disruption with their main caregiver.
Low-level disruption in primary schools include calling out, not having the correct equipment and swinging on chairs. Around two-fifths of 725 teachers surveyed believe disruptive talking and chatting was a key problem and it occurred in almost every lesson. Parents believe these problems occurred less in schools, but in reality it is a bigger problem than expected.
We deliver one called Incredible Years Parenting Programme and also the FAST programme, which is through the NSPCC, it's Families and Schools Together. And Yvonne, our child professional, will work with colleagues from the Children's Centre or other colleagues within school to deliver specific nationally accredited and recognised programmes. That might be kind of an 8-week or a 10-week programme.
In the best schools, creating a positive climate for learning is a responsibility shared by leaders, teachers and pupils. Local school William Bellamy has gone from satisfactory to good in recent Ofsted reports. Speaking to headteacher Miss Preston, I was able to discuss the school's behaviour policy and their season of low-level disruption.
William Bellamy has a behaviour policy called Stay on Green. We operate a no-hands-out policy where we encourage children to respond naturally to questions and within conversations. If a child calls out inappropriately, they will be taught the appropriate way and monitored.
Ofsted Chief Sir Michael Wilshaw stated the report found low-level disruption in class, preventing too many teachers from doing their jobs. Two-thirds of teachers, questioned for the survey, complained that school leaders are failing to assert their authority when dealing with poor discipline and pupils ignoring school rules.
I really believe in our school, our ethos permeates right throughout the school that we're very child-centred, the children come absolutely first. Sometimes it's about looking beyond the behaviour. What is this behaviour trying to tell us?
Speaking to local parent Ryan, who moved from South to East London because of the poor school rating, he made positive comments towards his child's primary school.
The positive learning culture is great, and I think the Ofsted inspections are keeping schools on their toes with these unannounced inspections.
Headteacher Miss Preston finally summarised the report of how she's going to maintain the school's inspection at a good level.
Parents are always consulted if a child displays inappropriate behaviour. We believe working together with the parents give the child the best support in making improvements.
Thank you for listening to my audio report.